68.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 9th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17 and the dew point is 28 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A manhunt in Pittsburgh ends in capture. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened shortly after 10:15 p.m. at mile marker 120.9 northbound, about 7 miles southwest of the Emporia toll gate. Troopers say a semi driven by 28-year-old Darian Lorenzo Williams of Houston, Texas, was parked on the right shoulder. A semi driven by 35-year-old Yuri Lendl of Nixa, Missouri, drifted from the highway to the shoulder and rear-ended Williams' vehicle. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The Big 12 men's and women's championship tournaments are expected to bring $21 million in economic impact to the Kansas City metro area. The NCAA Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games will also be held at the T-Mobile Center. And the Big 12 men's championship favorites are the defending national champs Kansas Jayhawks. They'll play their first game of the tournament today at 2 p.m. Kansas State plays at 8:30 p.m. The NCAA tournament starts March 16th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas legislature forwarded multiple big-ticket bills on Wednesday afternoon. The Senate advanced Senate Bill 244, which would provide the Kansas Attorney General the authority to prosecute any crime that transpires across multiple counties. Attorney General Chris Kobach spoke in favor of the bill during a hearing earlier this week, using retail crime as an example of how he'd use the power, a tenet in his campaign for the office. And it's also supported by written testimony from the Kansas Chamber and Kansas Retail Council. The Senate will vote on this bill today. House Bill 2238, or the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, would prohibit trans students identifying as girls from participating in girls' sports. It now goes up for a final vote today, as it's already been approved by the House, and the House Committee on Health and Human Services also advanced Senate Bill 180, which would legally define the biological sexes for government use. House Bill 2304 would implement gun education programs in K-12 schools and will move to the Senate. The Kansas House passed the legislation directing the State Board of Education to establish curriculum guidelines and calls for the NRA's Eddie Eagle program to be used in grades K-5. Middle schools would use the same or hunter education from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and high school curriculums would also be based on hunter education. It heads to the Senate. The House Health and Human Services Committee also advanced a pair of abortion bills. House Bill 2313 defines born-alive fetuses as any fetus with a heartbeat, muscle movement, or pulsation of the umbilical cord and requires health care providers present at an attempted abortion to give it care regardless of the circumstances that it was delivered. And House Bill 2429 directs the Department for Children and Families to promote and fund alternatives to abortions, including pregnancy support centers and programs for counseling and adoption assistance. Both of those bills will also go before the full House. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is the first state to receive $15 million in U.S. Department of Treasury Digital Connectivity Technology, or DCT funds, and the money will support equal access to high-speed internet, provide devices to underserved Kansans, and expand digital skills training for communities across Kansas. Governor Kelly said it's not enough to expand high-speed internet across Kansas. They must also show Kansans of all ages and backgrounds how to make the internet a useful tool in their everyday lives. And these funds will provide the devices and skills training to help every Kansan benefit from their investments to make high-speed internet available in their local communities. Governor Kelly was the first in the country to recognize the need to design a program that offers free computers and free public Wi-Fi to underserved Kansans with these funds. The DCT is made available under the American Rescue Act Capital Projects Fund, and states have the option to put all of the dollars towards broadband infrastructure or to set aside some of the funding for programs that ensure broadband is more fully accessible to hard-to-reach communities. The Office of Broadband has been conducting meetings across the state to solicit feedback for a 5-year broadband access and digital equity strategic plan. And these listening sessions have also highlighted the need for laptops and computers, public Wi-Fi, and digital training programs. More information about the federal broadband efforts is available at internetforall.gov. Spring is arriving in Kansas, and severe weather along with it. If it's been several seasons since you last reviewed your homeowner's insurance policy, the next round of storms could bring an unwelcome surprise, because inflation and rising construction costs, along with gaps in coverage, could mean that your home is underinsured. Insurance carriers reported over 30,000 claims in Kansas during the peak of last year's storm season, so it's important to review your current coverage to ensure that your home is sufficiently covered. It's your responsibility to update your coverage in case of a loss, and not all policies cover expenses such as water and windstorm damage, debris or tree removal, severe backup due to flooding, sump pump failure, or additional living expenses if a disaster forces you from your home. If a disaster does strike, the last thing that you want to worry about is making a list of everything you own for loss purposes, so make sure to keep an updated inventory of your personal property stored in a safe place, such as a fireproof box or a safe deposit box. For more information about homeowners coverage, you can visit the Home and Renters Insurance page on the department's website. And should you need to file a claim this season, consult the Homeowners Claim Settlement Guide or contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. You can also visit the department's online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that a man tried robbing a Lincoln sports bar on Tuesday night, but was stopped by the bar's patrons. At around 8:50 p.m. on Tuesday, 32-year-old Delmer Dormer stole money from a register at Risky's Sports Bar near 48th Street and Leighton Avenue. However, according to police, the bar's customers stepped into action and restrained Dormer before he could leave. When the officers arrived, Dormer gave them a fake name as he had an active warrant for his arrest. Once officers addressed Dormer by his real name, he tried to run away but was tackled to the ground by an officer. Dormer was then taken to a local hospital to be treated for an injury above his eye, and after his release from the hospital, Dormer was arrested on suspicion of theft by unlawful taking and attempted escape. An Iowa man has been accused of defrauding a Lincoln truck company of over $300,000. In September, the owner of M&D Trucking of Lincoln called police after they found irregularities in payroll and fuel card purchases from an employee. After an investigation, police said they found $340,825.58 in suspected fraudulent transactions. On Monday, 43-year-old Bradley Brown turned himself in at the Lancaster County Jail, and he was arrested on suspicion of theft by unlawful taking and theft by deception. Hastings city officials are reminding local restaurants to check their fire extinguishers, extinguishing systems, and perform regular hood inspections. The reminder comes after Hastings Fire and Rescue responded to its second commercial kitchen fire in the last few weeks. It happened at Sonic on South Burlington Avenue on Sunday morning, and a news release said the restaurant manager used a fire extinguisher to put the fire out. Hastings Fire and Rescue personnel are assisting in guiding the restaurant through the necessary inspections and processes to reopen following the fire. The fire was related to the fryer, similar to a recent incident at Walmart. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Special Olympics Kansas Basketball and Cheerleading Tournament is quickly approaching, and more than 200 volunteers are needed to make the event unforgettable for more than 750 athletes and coaches. On March 17th and 18th, Special Olympics athletes from all over central and western Kansas will converge on Hayes, where athletes will have the opportunity to participate in cheerleading, individual skills, and team basketball play through the 2 days. And volunteers are still needed in nearly all areas of the event. Some of the volunteer roles include scoreboard, scorebook, individual skills, and referees. Special Olympics Kansas is dedicated to empowering individuals with intellectual disabilities to become physically fit and productive and respected members of society through sports competitions, health and nutrition programs, and leadership development. Offering year-round initiatives to children and adults with intellectual disabilities, Special Olympics Kansas is a platform for acceptance and inclusion, as well as one of the largest advocates for healthy lifestyles in the state, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or cultural differences. If you have questions about volunteering, you can contact Brent Kaiser, the Special Olympics Kansas Development and Sports Coordinator, at 785-301-8214. The Norton County Community Foundation Board of Directors has named Lindsay Peterson as its new Director of Development and Operations. Lindsay is a Colby, Kansas native who relocated to Norton in 2017. She graduated from Kansas State University in 2007 with a degree in social sciences, and after graduation, she held various positions in business and ran her own daycare while raising her children. She started her own small business, Boho Studio, and teaches dance in Norton County. And Lindsay has dedicated her adult life to serving others in the small communities where she resides. She's currently active in the Norton Lions Club, a member of the Norton County Arts Council, High Plains Mental Health Board, and has started her own nonprofit, Feed My People. Previously, she's held positions on the Norton Chamber Board of Directors and with Moms for Kids. Chase Rice, the Norton County Community Foundation Board Chair, stated that with her past in sales and financial planning, Lindsay brings valuable experience in budgeting and working with individuals on their short and long-term financial goals. He said growing the Community Foundation's assets is a key focus of their staff and Board of Directors, and they believe Lindsay is the right person to lead the Norton County Community Foundation's efforts in that area. Lindsay said she's thrilled to be joining the Norton County Community Foundation, and she's really looking forward to helping donors fulfill their charitable goals and supporting the nonprofits that serve our county. She added that she was also excited to find new ways to share success stories and bring more people, whether it's volunteers or board members, into their mission through education and opportunities for engagement. Lindsay joins the existing team at the Norton County Community Foundation, which includes Director of Communications and Programs, Bethany Shirk, and Property Manager, Alyssa Gibson. To learn more, you can visit nortoncf.org/staff, and community members are encouraged to stop by the office to meet Lindsay and hear about the exciting things happening at the Norton County Community Foundation. The office is located on the main floor of the Heaton Building in Suite 203, and you can also connect with the Norton County Community Foundation at nortonccf.org. The Norton County Emergency Management wants to remind Norton County residents to sign up for Norton County's Civic Ready Emergency Notification System, which allows residents to receive important emergency notifications regarding tornadoes, severe weather, flooding, critical incidents, amber alerts, boil water advisories, and more. The service is offered free for all Norton County residents, and notifications may be sent by cell phone or landline message, email, or text message. The Civic Ready Emergency Notification System is not automatic. Each person or household is responsible for making sure they're in the Civic Ready database. And signing up is easy. Just go to ks-nortoncounty.civicready.com and enter your contact information. And after you enter your information, you choose the method that you prefer to receive your messages. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up, and once you have signed up, you'll then receive important emergency notifications from the Norton County Sheriff's Office. To ensure that information is accurate, all Norton County residents are encouraged to sign in to their account and check their status. A celebration of life for Terry Hager, 81 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 10th, at the Norton Christian Church, and an interment with military honors will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Terry Hager Memorial Fund and will be used for scholarships for FFA members and may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be burrito, green beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chili, crackers, cheese stick, vegetable, cinnamon bun, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a chance of freezing drizzle, mainly before 10 a.m., and patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 43 and breezy, with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 49 and breezy with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour in the morning. And on Friday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 35 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour on Friday night. I'll be back with the rest of your weather in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a 20% chance of rain after noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17, and the dew point is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Introducing Total by Verizon, a new prepaid wireless provider with no contract plans starting at just $30 a month. With Total by Verizon, you don't have to sacrifice reliability or freedom. Get Total by Verizon and save money every month on America's most reliable 5G network. Most reliable 5G based on most first place rankings and Root Metrics first half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castro. The Kansas State Wildcats had a miraculous regular season that has them sitting at the third seed in the Big 12 tournament, and they're going to be a top three seed in the NCAA tournament. Head coach Jerome Tang, in his first year, spoke with the media, and he discussed what his tournament experience at Baylor has taught him about going into the NCAA tournament, what he feels is the toughest part, and what he feels is his biggest lesson going forward.
The hardest thing to do is to win the first game. That's the hardest thing. You got to win. And because everyone prepares for it. Everybody knows who they're going to play, and they have a number of days to prepare for that. So that's we're not going to change like much of what we do. You know, the media timeouts are longer, so guys may not need as much of a break. But when you've already trimmed your rotation down some, you know, there's going to be somebody, one more player that might be a little more frustrated than before. But everybody just wants to win at that point in time, so nobody's really that upset. That kind of thing.
Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Caster.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a winter weather advisory has been issued across northwestern Kansas, including Goodland, Colby, Oakley, Hill City, and Tribune. This is where we're seeing a mix of freezing fog and freezing drizzle. Even some light snow has developed along the Kansas-Nebraska border and further south across areas of north-central Kansas. A lot of moisture coming in from the southwest, interacting with this trough of low pressure moving from the Rockies into the plains, and rain will end from west to east as we go into the afternoon. In northwestern Kansas today, some freezing drizzle this morning with a high today in the upper 40s, tonight's low near 20, a wintry mix in north-central Kansas with a high in the mid-40s. Occasional rain today in northeast Kansas, our high around 45. Dense freezing fog this morning in southwestern Kansas, our high in the mid-50s today. Rain likely off and on in south-central Kansas with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight's low falls to around 30 degrees. Then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas with our high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Feeder cattle moved to new contract highs with ease on Wednesday. Live cattle posted minor gains in June and later contracts. April hogs made another valiant effort and closed higher for the day yesterday. Looking now to the grain markets, we can see May corn up 3 cents early this morning, one day after USDA increased its estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks from 1.27 billion bushels to 1.34 billion bushels. Soybeans for May are up 8 cents early this morning as well, holding firm the last 2 months in a sideways trading range that survived the latest selling attempt in late February. And Kansas City wheat for May is unchanged this morning. Another quiet start near $8 after USDA kept its estimate of U.S. wheat supplies unchanged Wednesday. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Ah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.